Welcome back. This is for two hours is Kyle Hunt. He has a wonderful network, wonderful program, RenegadeBroadcasting.com and RenegadeTribune.com. He was the producer of Hellstorm, The Rape of Germany, where one can, well, you can view that video at HellstormDocumentary.com. And feel free to leave a donation. All of this, of course, takes money. And anyway, Kyle, welcome back. This is just like the decimation of the white race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I was saying, their hatred goes very deep. It goes back, I think, even beyond the supposed persecutions, where actually Europeans were pretty much passing the buck down the line. They were just kicking the Jews out, and then they go do it to some other European country or some other people around the planet. And they just go like a parasite, or they just go from host to host. It is absolutely it's terrible what they're doing to the world at large. And here's just another quote to further show how they're glorifying the destruction of Europe for supposed slights in the past. This is Rabbi Baruch Efrati, who said, "Jews should rejoice at the fact that Christian Europe is losing its identity as a punishment for what it did to us for the hundreds of years we were in exile there. And now Europe is losing its identity in favor of another people and another religion. And there will be no remnants and survivors from the impurity of Christianity, which shed a lot of blood it won't be able to atone for." Now, actually, there's a Jew who admits that Jews are the biggest mass murderer on the planet. That they've they've committed the greatest genocides ever. And you look at just the 20th century.
Sure.
Let's just look at one ideology, communism.
Sure.
And how many people that killed?
66 million, I think.
Oh, well, that's just one country alone.
Sure.
Their ideology spread to China. Yeah. And it is, but it's completely socially acceptable to wear a hammer and sickle in our world today. But if you go around with a swastika, you'll be hunted down.
Right.
Now, it is just, it's amazing to see what is taking place and to not have really anybody sticking up for you at a local level, a national level, international level. There are conventions in the UN against genocide, but when it's the genocide of the white European people, nobody seems to care. You know, Tibet, oh, everybody's got to raise the alarm. The Tibetans are getting genocided. Asians being genocided by other Asians. Mm-hmm. In our case, it's not even Europeans being genocided by other Europeans. It's forced assimilation, mass immigration, forced assimilation of wildly different people.
Right.
And from the beginning, it's been orchestrated by Jews. The melting pot being written by Israel Zangwill. You have
Yes.
You have the quote by Emma Lazarus.
Yes.
On the Statue of Liberty, saying to basically flood our lands with all
the
wretched refuse of the world.
Right. And couple that with the abortion, the Supreme Court decision in 1973 that has led to the death of 55 million children. And then you talked earlier about Kennedy and the Immigration Act of 1965. And then when you couple that with the Second Vatican Council, and you mentioned the Pope earlier, and I'm not Catholic, but we see him caving to the Jews and, basically agreeing with everything that they're doing.
Isn't it funny how he doesn't wear the mitre ever?
No.
Like other popes who don many hats. Only has the yarmulke on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing to watch what's going on in this world and to see too few people caring about it or connecting the dots well enough. Now, the white race wouldn't be in such dire straits if the Jewish media was not promoting miscegenation all over and to children, to everywhere. It is seen as the cool, noble thing ever to miscegenate, to produce mixed race. This is as heroic. Maybe not as Caitlyn Jenner, but heroic nonetheless. It's something that is racist. If a white woman won't have sexual relations with a black man, she is deemed racist.
Yes, exactly. And you see it on television, in commercials. I mean, it's so in your face.
And
so in your face.
George Soros's group, Femin. Let's keep bringing up Soros whenever possible because I absolutely loathe this man. It's incredible that he has not been shackled somewhere for what he has done. But he has promoted this Femen group, funded them. And over in France, you had this demonstration where these nude Femen women were advocating for the white French pop who have sex with foreigners. They had written on them, foreigners F, they actually wrote it out, foreigners F better. Now, supposedly they're against Islam because Islam makes the women wear burqas and the Muslim women aren't going around just completely naked like them, so they're obviously not free. But at the same time, they're advocating for the European women to go and fornicate with them.
Right, yes, yes. Amazing, amazing. In your article, I don't mean to change the subject, but in your article, I think visual helps are very good. You have the maps in your article, and let me post that that URL in the chat room again. I want people to look at the map and so that they can see a visualization of what you're talking about regarding the map, of course, not what you were just talking about, but and the areas under ISIS control. And it isn't just getting the Jews to move into this area, but it's getting those areas under ISIS control so that they can implement their policies and take over the economic control of the country, such as Syria Syria. Yeah.
Well, ISIS has been very much the vehicle. The Islamic State has been the vehicle for creating the much larger Israeli state. Israeli Rabbi Nir Ben Artzi, this is in the article itself, is quoted as saying, God has sent ISIS, otherwise known as Daesh, to them, against nations that want to destroy Israel.
Nobody wants to, well, I can't say that, but why don't they just, I don't know, what is the solution here? Why do they have to destroy other single country? Why can't they just be happy with their little piece of land? Why couldn't they just... And it wasn't even their land to begin with. Why didn't they just go to Madagascar?
It's never enough, because once you give them an inch, they're going to take a yard, then they're going to take your yard, then they're going to take everybody's yard. It's a war against basically the whole world. And anybody that stands up to them is going to be mowed down, or else they have been. And they actually have pretty much held the world hostage for quite some time now. After Kennedy, no other president was really too concerned about Israel having nuclear weapons. Definitely not right. Mr. Johnson, who wanted to sink the liberty that Israel couldn't be implicated in
that. Right.
So after that, I'm not a huge fan of Kennedy, don't get me wrong, but he was opposed to Israel getting nukes. After that, nobody cared one bit. So we've got an Israeli rogue nuclear state who has threatened the rest of the world with the Samson option, which has been openly discussed by their intellectual elite over there in Israel. So they have threatened all Western nations and other nations in the world with nuclear warfare. If they say that if they go down, if they're allowed to go down, they're going to take everybody else and collapse themselves.
Yes. Now, what is about the deal they need to make? What are your views of that? Are they just attempting to say, okay, Iran will have nuclear power, and then if something happens, they can blame Iran for it?
Perhaps it could also be that they're putting this deal in place so that if Iran breaks it, or they make it look like Iran breaks, and it's used as a justification. It could also be that Israel doesn't really, what they want to save face and make it look like they're tough talking in the U.S. that we need to take out Iran. They've been doing this for decades now.
Sure.
Saying that Iran's going to get the bomb and then it's going to be the show all over again. Mike Huckabee was saying the exact same thing, that you could see the doors of the ovens opening up in Iran, basically saying Iranians are going to be putting Jews in the ovens. And it's another Holocaust, and that's what they use the Holocaust for a justification for every single crime they commit. That's what they use to justify all of these refugees who are mainly all men of fighting age. Isn't that incredible? They're saying this is what happened to us in the Shoah. We were strangers in strange lands, and you know it's just by the grace of Yahweh that some people took us in, and you know we need to show compassion because otherwise the Shoah. Because of the Shoah. It's absolutely sick how often that they've used this while committing the most atrocious crime, as what they've done to the Palestinians will indicate to anyone.
Yes, that's just an example of what they've done.
We'll all be the new water. Palestinians. We're the new Palestinians, the white people of Europe and America, where unless we do something, unless we speak up about it.
Sure, what you've been doing, and I really appreciate that. We are going to take calls at the bottom of the hour when we come back from the second break from now. And so if you would like to call in with a comment or a question for Kyle, simply call in at 800-313-9443. I'm sure there are a lot of people that would like to ask a question, a comment. Now, the photo that you have right at the top of your article, I mean, it shows a lot of masses of people. And you mentioned earlier that Soros, I mean, this isn't just like crossing the border from Mexico into the United States. They have to go quite a ways. And Germany is taking a lot of these people in. And I understand that Germany is even kicking some of the people, the poorer people, out of their homes so that these newcomers, these refugees, can have housing. Is that true?
Correct. And Sweden has also put forth a plan to confiscate summer homes from Swedes to then house refugees. And they've already been converting their castles into places for immigrants. And they're not planning to leave. And that's what people need to understand, is that the politicians are never putting forth a plan for getting them back to their countries, ending the war so you get them back to their countries. No, these are colonizers. That's why Saudi Arabia offered to build 200 new mosques in Germany. Instead of saying, hey, we'll take those Arabs, they're our brothers, they're Muslims like us. No, they said, we'll build 200 mosques in Germany for you. How about that for some aid?
That's
incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And this is just, the picture is just, at the top of the article, is just amazing. Now, at the bottom of your article, you reference an article by Global Research, and he talks about the Greater Israel, the Zionist plan for the Middle East. And, I mean, this is just so amazing. I just wish that and of course, the mainstream is never going to touch this. They are never going to suggest this. And I just think that it is and I just didn't think about it. I just thought, this is terrible. All these people are on the move. What is going to happen? How are the European countries going to handle this? And never thinking about the Greater Israel aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Yinon Plan. Y-I-N-O-N. And people should look that up. They've had this plan of destabilizing all of these countries, which the U.S. was the attack dog in doing so. The boots on the ground, and we are the ones through the Project for a New American Century, with all those neocons who were basically Jewish Trotskyites. Mm-hmm. They got us to go and attack all these countries because of a new Pearl Harbor, which was mm-hmm. the 9/11 attacks, which they then had carried out. They've been having us fulfill the Yinon plan for the creation of Greater Israel, and I can't stress enough how important it is to for people to see the whole crisis. It isn't interesting how ISIS is right there in crisis. I love looking at words sometimes. You got the refugee crisis, and right there is hidden ISIS right in it.
Yeah.
Now they work at a very occult level. For anybody who thinks I'm stretching here, maybe the connection is just it's coincidental, but they do very much do neuro-linguistic programming, and they're interested in things like gematria and coded language and things like that. But this is all very well documented once you know where to look. Mm-hmm. Once you kind of have the bigger picture perspective, you see exactly what's going on. And Gaddafi knew what would happen. If he was taken out, he predicted what's going on. Mm-hmm. He said that basically the Mediterranean would be a sea of chaos. And he said, quote, thousands of people from Libya will invade Europe. He said invade. There will be no one to stop them anymore. And then you had ISIS saying that 500, this is just recently, 500,000 people, they'd send 500,000 Muslims to Europe. From Libya, and what's going on right now. I mean, it's and no one has put up the gates, really. A few places, like Hungary,
but
for the most part, they're just letting them flood right in, handing out water that then the supposed refugees are throwing back on the tracks. The refugees, supposed refugees, are just running roughshod over the people themselves. But you're only going to see reports about any kind of slight to Muslims, like the porch tripping, the man running with his child, or the dead boy on the beach. But you're never going to hear the story of the rapes and the murders and just all the trash that they're leaving behind and the economic impact of an already depressed EU. It's just, it's going to be devastating.
Exactly.
This was even written about in the book Camp of the Saints. And this was written in, I think it was 72. And basically it told a story, this was written by John Raspail, told the story from a French perspective of what's taking place right now, where a huge invasion occurs to create Eurabia, kind of the high-hearted, liberal nature of Europeans. Instead of shooting at all the boats, they just let them come right in. You know, and even if you go back further, you might be aware of Lothrop Stoddard and his book, The Rising Tide of Color, from 1920.
Yes, I do remember that book.
Wahhabism was brought up in it. At the time, it was very kind of small and obscure, but he saw this as being something that would spark a great revival amongst Arab world and get them waging a jihad against the weak Christian West. He predicted pretty much exactly what's going on as well. He was an incredibly aware person who saw the future rather precisely, but not enough people listened to him, especially after World War II, because he was associated with kind of the Nazi way of thinking.
Sure. So his book was not widely read, but I do recall. In fact, I might have that book as a PDF. I'm not sure, but certainly I have. I've heard of it. This is just incredible.
Here's one little quote from that book. No more zealous Muslims are to be found in all the ranks of Islam than those who have sojourned longest in Europe and acquired the most intimate knowledge of its sciences and ways. Mohammedans are keenly alive to the ever-shifting uncertainties and divisions that distract the Christianity of today and of the woeful instability of modern European institutions.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all actual collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. All the details and more at www.survivalist.com or by 1-866-437-SECURE-SURVIVE. Depend on it.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the first book, The Genetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of it. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. And receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I'm sure that there's a lot of questions and comments. Our guest the first 2 hours is Kyle Hunt. He is the founder of Renegade Broadcasting. That website is renegadebroadcasting.com and also renegadetribune.com. Fabulous websites, and I hope that you will visit those websites. So why don't we, should we take a phone call?
Sure.
All right, let's take Charles in Florida. Charles, welcome.
How you doing? First of all, I wanted to get, did you know a friend of mine listens to Radio Courtesy in Paris, France, which is a right-wing station at Quasi Radio Courtesy Radio. You can look it up on the internet. Marine Le Pen, the head of National Front, has come out and said that, in Germany, what's her name, prime minister there, Merkel, is behind this and she's responsible for this. It's good, the National Front and a major political party in France is coming out and attacking Merkel. You know, grew up in East Germany. She was a red, and I don't think she's gone. She's probably just moved. There's no difference between them. And I don't know if you mentioned Count Kudinov Kalergi, who's the father of the common market. Common market movement. He was the first head of what, in 1947, what became the European Union. It was originally a customs union. And in his book, and written in 1925, called A Practical Idealism, he talks about the future race of Europe will be a mongrel African race, and the Jews will be the Brahmins of Europe. Yep. And, of course, his wife was Ida Roland, who was Jewish, and of course he was a Freemason and Rotarian and in big with the Vatican too, you know, which is supposedly opposed to Masonry back then, but it wasn't. And another thing I wanted to say is about Jamal Baroudi was an assistant to King Faisal. He was a Social Nationalist Party leader, and he was his advisor back in the 1970s. And I am a belief in a friend who was Lebanese-American, was also a Social Nationalist Party member, thought that was deliberately, Faisal was deliberately killed. Jamal Baroudi wasn't a bad person. He was good. He was fighting the Zionists, but we tried to warn him that the CIA was gaining control of the Saudi military and they would make a move against him. I don't think all the Saudis are bad, but of course the British have been behind the Wahhabi movement since 1700 to destroy the Turkish Empire. They were already the Wahhabis don't actually, are not even really Muslims. They worship some moon goddess originally, and they hide that.
Well, they also have a big cube there, which is, there's nothing in Islam about a giant cube, but you know who else has a cube?
Yeah, well, with many cubes, Gnosticism. Gnostics worship the cube. Kaaba is the cube. That means it in Arabic.
Well, you have Jews wearing the tefillin with a cube wrapped around their arms, and also right, basically where their third eye would be, right on their heads.
Right.
So you see the black cube as being something that unites the Jews and the Muslims there. It's very interesting. You mentioned France before and Marine Le Pen. I just wish she was a little bit more like her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen.
Yeah, right.
He was very, very much more outspoken, and I hope she's still kind of... She doesn't alienate him and people who adhere to his ideology too much from that party. But what's very telling is that Sarkozy had a few years ago said that unless the people of France meet the challenges of racial interbreeding, the state might need to come in and enforce it, take more more drastic measures.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, there's a people can look this up themselves.
Wow. Right.
Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. You may stay over, caller, if you'd like. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatment. Now more than ever, natural silver can provide to help fight pathogens. Silver is a new and type of silver solution, extremely effective for 3 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but an account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a safe account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, from StrikeHard.com. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is Deanna, and our guest is Kyle Hunt. The websites, renegadebroadcasting.com and renegadetribune.com. And we had Charles on the phone. Charles, did you have some other comments to make?
You were talking about the Jews and the Muslim alliance. Well, since 640 AD, for Muhammad had his first conquest of the Middle East and took over Egypt and Syria and Persia, the Jews have been helping in 711 AD in the conquest of Spain, for instance. All the towns were open ahead of time by the Jews in there, so the Moors could come in. And the same thing happened with the Turks in Eastern Europe. That was preliminary for the fall of Constantinople in 1453.
Right.
Jews have been a traitor to Christian Europe and trying to foment rebel. If you've ever read the book, for instance, The Plot Against the Church by Maurice Pinet, you know, there was Vatican II, the treacherous bunch of people a copy of The Plot Against the Church details from historical, including Jewish historians, how that happened in Spain and Eastern Europe and the Balkans.
Sure.
And the Turks.
Charles, I hate to cut you off.
We do
have some other callers, but I appreciate your call. Kyle, do you have any response?
No, we can go to the other callers.
Okay. Let's go to, thank you, Charles. Let's go to Marty in Idaho. Marty.
Hi there.
Hi.
I got a question. I didn't have my pen and paper handy, and the headline that you were talking about, Kyle, was 8 reasons that Syria, I don't know what you titled it, are different, why they're okay. I can't remember how you titled it.
Why they're being targeted.
Right. And then you also mentioned in that whole thing something about Syria Girl, where you can find that.
Oh, it's a YouTuber named Syrian Girl who had listed those.
I was looking it up and I didn't know. Syrian Girl, YouTube. And in that, it talks about what you said.
Sure, you have to go through her channel to see her analysis of it, but you should be able to get to it pretty quickly.
Sure. Okay, well, I think it was pertinent. I mean, the reason that we're listening to you guys is that so then we can go and wake up other people. And I thought that was a pertinent, because people say, oh, ISIS, oh, Syria, you know what they say.
Sure.
And I got to give them some food for thought, you know?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. All right. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard?
As to how Sarkozy was planning to get rid of white people in France, it's happening here in Alabama. The white girls are learned from the older girls in school that don't have a white baby. If you have a black baby, the baby will qualify you for all the programs. You'll always be eligible. But if you have a white baby, they will steal that baby for the interracial foster family program. And the interracial foster family program is kind of like the family that Frank Marshall Davis had.
Mm-hmm.
It is pornography and child rape, all protected by court order. Nobody can touch them. I've seen the most ugly sexual exhibitionism around this town, and you see, it's obviously because it's interracial, and because he is much older and she is often just a toddler, there's nothing can be done. You know it's one of those court-ordered placements, and when it's a court-ordered placement, you can't do a thing. Otherwise, you say a word against them, and you go to jail. And so this is what Sarkozy was thinking about, just plain outright genocide by rape, legal, court-ordered rape.
You know, there's...
Go ahead,
Kyle. Oh, real quickly, there's a great article on the Tribune. You could go search. There's a search button in the in the menu bar there and search the Kinderladen movement. Kinderladen. These types of houses where they're sexually exploiting children, raping them, essentially, by our definitions of it. This was being done to Germans decades and decades ago.
Absolutely.
Letting these children just be in the absolute filthiest conditions where they were just being exploited by deviant Jews, pedophiles. And this kind of thing has been pretty much the norm in Jewish-occupied countries, and that is certainly what Germany has been, and that is what the United States currently is as well.
Indeed. All righty. Well, thank you very much for your phone call, Richard. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in Colorado. Dan?
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Kyle.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm on speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Hey, thank you all so much for what you do. I became so optimistic when Kyle started talking about this. I think about 5 years ago, there's been so many other people also. It used to just seem like it was just David Duke. But anyways, not everybody can do as much work as you two do, you know, the movies you make and the radios you make. I do what I can, and I'd like to share some stuff with your listening audience that might help them get active, because you feel a lot better when you do something. Number one is I really like to take address labels, you know, and then print out the memes that rabbit guy, Horace the Avenger Rabbit, you know, print out, you know, diversity is white genocide, Africa for Africans, Asian for Asians, white nations for everybody, ? I also like to print out Obama hates white people. Anyway, I stick them everywhere. Gas pumps, bathrooms, red boxes, the magazine racks at Walmart, all over Walmarts, downtown. And I am telling you, people see them, and it has effect. Another little sticker I like is I say, if a black attacks, don't fight back, vote Democrat. And I like to stick that one up. That'll just get some of these. Another thing I like to do that it really helps me, I talk about it all the time everywhere, what's been going on, the genocide of the white race, and I like to draw a parallel to the movie Forrest Gump. Forrest and Jenny Gump are the personification of white people on television, and Lieutenant Dan, he morphed into it. Lieutenant Dan was mad at the winds of change, but at the end, he also succumbed, and he married a Vietnamese gal. When he could see Forrest eye to eye, he embraced the new concept of America, multicultural America. And I don't know if you want me to continue, but swear to God, that whole movie is making fun of white America and how easy they are to be socially engineered. And I call them Gumpers. And it catches on people around me when I talk about Gumpers, and I talk about it in front of minorities, and I'll say that white people on television are crackhead crazy. They are Forrest Gump. And multicultural America is one of the things that television taught the Forrest Gumpers. And Forrest, who is an obedient white boy, he just went along with a new value system. And Jenny represented the death of the woman who identified as a wife and a mother. She represented the breakup of the home.
Okay,
and
Kyle,
the point
Kyle,
is she,
what are your thoughts on what Dan is saying?
Well, I've actually heard him expound upon his ideas before. I think that it's an interesting analysis of the film, and he's probably spot on in it. They do like to use their movies to really just kind of shove our noses in it.
Sure. There is no valueless entertainment. It's all programming.
It's but anyway,
perception management.
In the small circle I have, we do use that phrase, Gumper, and people bring it up, and they kind of get laughing. I was in the steam room around blacks and Hispanics and white people, and the white people just, they were like agog, and they realized, I said, yeah, that's a Gumper value. The Forrest Gump generation, I think I said this to Kyle once, but they were taught that their parents were racist, sexist, bigoted, xenophobic, homophobic, backwards-minded, mean-spirited, prejudicial, discriminatory, intolerant, extremist, neo-Nazi, redneck, archie-bunker, dingbat, southern-like, oppressive, narrow-minded, male chauvinist, pigs, white supremacist, anti-Semitic, hicks. That's what the dog was.
Well, Dan, that was very, very good. I think we'll move on. We do have another caller. But that was worth your call, just hearing you say that. Definitely. That was great. Okay, thanks, Dan. Okay, let's go on to Chris in Nevada. Chris.
Hello there, Deanna and Kyle.
Hi.
There was quite a line of interesting, I guess you'd call them adjectives that the gentleman used before.
Characteristics, sure.
Yeah. Kyle, I was really surprised to hear you had put together the encrypted word magic they like to use in picking out the cry of ISIS that you spoke of before, or crisis, as you called it, where they encrypted ISIS in it. Of course, it's also in services or services. Here's a couple that you may not have considered. MK Ultra is the master's cult of Ra, spelled right before your eyes. Then there's also Chaos, which is the assembly of worshipers of Osiris. And so there are many of these different word art tricks that they play with great frequency, and I think they take great pride in their ability to twist the words and fool the goy with them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they do this all the time, and we just we usually are not paying attention.
In fact, I had a little inspired one pop in the other day when I was thinking about the terror Tories, or the Tories terror of the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists, whereby they spread their districts, T-R-I-C-K, throughout the nation to help take us over. So we have to be constantly aware and vigilant. But I thank you so very, very much for you shedding the light of what you've learned and help teach others with. Kyle, thank you so much, and thank you, Deanna, for having such a high-quality guest on your show, as usual.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, Chris is very much into the etymology of words. Okay, let's take Joe in Indiana. Joe.
Hi, good afternoon, Deanna, and welcome to your guest, Kyle. Kyle, I just want to thank you so much for that film, Hellstorm. I've read the book, and then I heard about the movie on YouTube, the only mistake I made was I had my 11-year-old son watch part of it with me, and I'm not an emotional person, I think it's a must see film. I just broke down in tears. There was a portion that, and I'm sure you probably remember, there's a scene where one of the cities had been bombed out, and there's the remains of a mother holding her child's hand. It just really got to me because I'm a married person. I've got five kids, and I'm at that stage where, you just feel for these people. And throughout my career so far, I've actually had patients that I've dealt with that were in the bombings of World War II. They were Germans, and they're still haunted by this. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. But it's a very, very important film, and I really think it must be viewed, probably at the high school level. And I've had my kids, my older kids, watch it, and I've been trying to see if I can get it into their local high school. They have a private high school that they go to, and they can recommend films, so I hope I can accomplish that.
Well, that would be very interesting, and thanks for your words about it. It is very, very moving to see all of this, and it isn't appropriate for younger children, but what is so sick is that the Jews want to push their Holocaust atrocity programming, all their lies, onto our little children and frame it as just an absolute necessity, or else, there'll be another Shoah. Now, what happened in Dresden was just so, so awful. I mean, everything that is documented in there is awful, but Dresden has remained something of a rallying point for people who want to bring out the absolute atrocity that was World War II, what was inflicted upon the German people. And I really do think that that is why the Pegida movement, tying this all together, why they sprang up in Dresden. It was a kind of a way to show their solidarity as Germans and put together a common defense to the common assault that they're facing. And, of course, Pegida is standing up against the Islamization of Germany. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this. They were actually punished in Dresden, where it began, and where they had these marches with tens of thousands of people involved. And these have been going on for quite a while, and they're able to rally a lot of Germans together. They were punished. They put a huge refugee tent city right in the middle of Dresden, right in that big park area. And, of course, what do? They start rioting with each other. All of these supposed refugees, these invaders, start just trashing the place and fighting with each other. There's a video out there of that as well. It's just...
And Kyle, you know what's interesting? I did my residency in the military, and I met American pilots, not pilots, but bombardiers that were involved in Dresden. And they told me, as I got friendly with them, because that military people, I always thought I was going to write a book someday, but that's why I would interview these folks. But they told me they're still haunted by that. They just felt that they were involved in a murder, and they just felt horrible about it, because they obviously got married and they had families of their own, and it really hits them. And it does hit them as they get older. I find that now that they're in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, this all seems to come back. And it's really bad. It's bad for everybody.
Do you know that they still have demonstrations in Germany and in Israel that they hold up these big banners saying "Bomber Harris, do it again," and only good comes from above. I forget what it is in German. All gut. I don't know. I don't speak German, but the anti-fascists, the so-called anti-fascists, and the Jews go out there and march, and they've even called for another bombing of Dresden because there's so many racists there. The George Soros-funded Femin had those naked women write, "Bomber Harris, do it again," and also it's just all sorts of things saying that the Germans deserved it then, they deserve what they're getting now. Like that Jewish politician in Germany, Gregor Gysi, I don't know how you say his name, who has said that it's a great thing that all of these immigrants are coming, and it's also great that the Nazis, he calls them Nazis, all Germans to him are Nazis, that they're dying out because they're not breeding enough.
And one last thing, I was an exchange student in the Eastern Pride, I did East and West, and we did tour through Dresden, and it was towards the end, before the wall came down, it was right before then, and even the Soviets, they took us on a
gentlemen.
Tour.
Gentlemen, we have to go to a break. Dr. Joe, stay over and finish your remark on the other side. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
All righty, we are back. I guess Dr. Joe hung up. Anyway, we appreciate his call and his sharing of his views, and I do hope that that you are able to get Hellstorm into the school. That would be terrific. It would, I mean, I remember that, well, they're probably still doing it, that they show these Holocaust movies or supposed Holocaust movies in the public schools paid by the taxpayers. And I think that we need to have something that counters those kinds of things. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, definitely. We need to really bring our alternative media to the forefront and really offer an alternative that people can start tuning out of the mass media and start tuning into what we have created. And that's why they're trying to shut us down in every single way possible, is because we've been doing a pretty good job at it. And it's pretty much a closed system, you know, with all the cable companies and with the whole academia, especially now with Common Core. That it's very hard to inject our ideas into the mainstream. They're shutting down their comment sections because our people are just dominating them. And the people are just rising up, and they don't want anyone to realize that people like us are not alone. A lot of just average folks out there are starting to think like us, and they're starting to see that something is very much wrong. And that's why, although I do not support him, that's why Donald Trump is doing so well right now, is he's because he's voicing a bit of opposition to the genocide of white people. He's not coming out and saying it as such, but he's dealing at least with the immigration issue, where every single other candidate is just saying that we need to open up our borders and become a Hispanic state in the United States. We need to basically allow for new Atsland to just kind of have free reign.
Right. Yes. It's I was going to ask you about what you thought of Trump.
And oh, I think he's a Israel and their press, they refer to him as one of their best friends. He came out and shilled for Bibi Netanyahu a few years back in his election. And it's just basically we're being given the Likud option in the form of Trump, as opposed to the more progressive liberal Jew option. And I don't think that he is actually even good for us whatsoever, because he's a steam valve. He's a distraction.
Sure.
And we won't see any kind of a real change coming through the political process, to be honest. Maybe it happened in 1933, but I don't think it's going to be happening here, especially with the way that it is controlled at every single level, not just the media, but also the ballot boxes as well, the Diebold voting systems.
Sure, sure, black boxes. And they control the system. Yes, indeed.
And I really think that he's acting as a steam valve. We cannot put our hopes in somebody like a billionaire who's alive aligned with Steve Weinstein. So we've got two casino magnates who are basically putting up the Republican opposition to the other side of the Republican Party, which is the Sheldon Adelson, again, Jewish. Jewish casino. Do you really want to live in a casino country? The house always wins.
Right. Exactly. Oh, that's a good analogy. Thank you so very much, Kyle, for being on the program today and for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.